My guest today is Andre Balas. Andre, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Tell me about yourself.
All right. So as you just mentioned, my name is Andre Balas. I'm Microsoft MVP in C# or .NET or whatever it is nowadays.
Oh, they're changing that, aren't they?
Yep. I think it's .NET now.
Okay.
And I've recently been doing some talks on ON and ASP.NET stuff. I'm really excited about all the new ASP.NET features that are coming out.
Very cool.
And we were talking, and I want to tell you all about them.
Let's focus on ON. Let's keep this scoped.
Sounds good.
ON is an acronym, right?
Yeah, so ON stands for Open Web Interface for .NET.
Okay, so it's a .NET thing. So is it a Microsoft thing?
It's not a Microsoft thing, but there is a Microsoft implementation of it.
Okay.
So let me give you a little backstory before we talk about what ON actually is. So one of the things that has happened, I guess, in the past 10 years is that if you were building an ASP.NET website or web application, you were pretty much dependent on System.Web and therefore dependent on IIS, right?
Right.
And System.Web, if you don't know, is it's a DLL that's just huge. It's a huge DLL. Mm. And, I mean, if you know how long it takes, like if you connect to a website that's kind of spun down on IIS, and you know that time it takes to load the website to get that first response back.
Oh,
it's like
that,
a 5 or 10
spun down, I mean, everything kind of went out of memory because it's trying to be more efficient.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So it takes a good 5 or 10 seconds sometimes for that website to spin up.
Okay.
And a lot of that's because System.Web is just a huge thing that has to be loaded in the memory and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what year it was, but at some point Node.js came out and became popular. It's even popular here. I mean, actually, at this conference that we're at, there's a talk doing for Node.js for .NET developers.
I just saw it. David Neal.
Yeah, David Neal, yep. So there's definitely some popularity and some traction of Node.js. So one of the things that a couple smart guys decided is that, well, Microsoft needs a solution to that, right? Or actually, .NET applications need a solution to that. Because we want to still be able to build .NET applications, but we don't necessarily want to be dependent on IIS and System.Web.
Mm.
So they came up with this specification called OWIN, Open Web Interface for .NET.
Okay.
And they're not affiliated with Microsoft. It's just a couple of guys that have been in the space.
Okay.
I forget who it is now.
Hmm. We'll look it up and put it in the show notes.
Okay, cool, yeah.
And we say a specification. This is just a document. It's no code or anything like that.
Correct. It's just a document. You can go to OWIN, OWIN.org to see the specification. It's currently on 1.0. I think they're working on 1.1 now.
Hmm.
But basically, it's a specification that defines an abstraction layer that will fit between the web application and IIS, or I guess your host or your web server.
Okay.
It also defines things. So web server is defined, host is defined, right? So when I say web server and host, web server is a thing that if my browser is connecting to your application, my browser is, that's going over TCP, right? So this is kind of getting into networking a little bit.
Yep.
That's going over TCP, and that's connecting to your web server.
Okay.
Right? And your web server is communicating with your web host, and oftentimes they're the same thing. So IIS is a web server and a host.
Hmm.
The host is the physical process that your application actually lives in.
All right.
And that's what translates everything into the HTTP requests that you're used to dealing with.
Okay.
So ON defines this abstraction layer. So now instead of having very .NET specific stuff, it's abstract, right? And it's not implementation specific.
Hmm.
It's actually, really what it is a dictionary of key value pairs.
Okay.
Where you have a certain key. Like, for example, one key is ON, I think it's ON.ResponseBody. And the abstraction layer says, okay, if I'm going to give you a request, it's going to have ON.ResponseBody or ON.RequestBody.
Okay.
And you can take those, cast them into a stream, and then do things with the body that way. And there's a whole lot of them. They're all defined in the spec.
Okay, so you can write your code to consume that API, that interface.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have an ON-compatible web server and web host, that's what you're going to get.
Hmm, okay.
But the thing is, though, that's hard to program against, right?
Okay.
So that's where Microsoft came in and said, okay, well, let's do something about this. And they introduced the Katana project.
Katana, like the sword.
Yeah, like the sword, yep. Right. So Katana is an implementation of ON. It's Microsoft's implementation.
Hmm.
There are other implementations. There's one called NoIN, for example. But Katana is a production-ready, I mean, Microsoft-supported implementation of ON. And it's pretty nice because it gives you some interfaces. And the interfaces, so rather than dealing with, like, you know, I want to go and find the key ON.RequestBody and cast it into a stream and do stuff with it, it gives you an interface called it was iAppBuilder. Now it will be iApplicationBuilder in vNext.
Okay.
But it gives you that interface where you can actually say, okay, I just want the response body, and it'll do all the casting and everything for you. So you're dealing with strongly typed objects rather than just a dictionary of key or string object, really.
Right.
Yep.
So now what's the practical application of this? So what? We had a web server, mm-hmm. IIS, and now we've got another web server, Katana. Is that better? Is it because it's smaller? What's
So it's lightweight, but really what the point of it is to decouple them so you don't have to use IIS if you don't want to.
Okay.
But you still can, and you probably still will in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's just separating that out, and really I think the biggest win here is just getting away from system, not web.
I see. Now, because it's so big.
It's so big, yeah, and it's just you don't need all that stuff anymore. I mean, you have MVC in there, you have web forms in there, you have a bunch of stuff in there that just takes up, you're not using all those things anymore.
Well, I am. I use them in my applications. But do I still, where do I get them then?
Oh, so like, do you mean web forms applications? Or?
Well, let's say I like MVC, so I want to use MVC.
Right.
And I just pull it out of system.web. I know it's there.
Right.
I have to get it from somewhere.
Right. So let's move on to vNext then, and I'll circle back to that.
Okay.
So vNext, you may have heard of, is a really new thing coming out. It's ASP.NET 5, right?
Okay.
And it's called vNext, but vNext is really just the next version of Katana.
Ah, okay.
And the reason I mentioned vNext is because a lot of the stuff I'm talking about is going to be vNext specific, because Katana is like kind of version one. It's a trial to see how it's going to work out, right?
Okay.
So you can't run MVC on Katana right now.
I see.
But you will be able to run MVC on vNext.
Okay.
And what you're going to get is you're going to get some other alternate DLLs that mimic a lot of what you would have seen in the old MVC.
Okay.
But one of the other things is that now they're also marrying MVC with Web API, so they're kind of the same thing now. So you're not going to have a controller and an API controller anymore. You just have a controller. That's it.
Right. What about if I don't want to host on a web server at all? Can I host in some other application?
Yeah. So that's one of the other benefits is that both with Katana and vNext, they are also a web server. You don't have to use them as one. But you can.
Okay.
So you can just spin up a console application and say, okay, I want to just host it here. Boom. And you set your URL, your port. I think there's a NuGet package, the self-host NuGet package that has those things in there.
Okay.
But you just get those and you spin it up and you have it running in your console application. And then if you add another library like Top Shelf, for example, So Top Shelf is a cool library that lets you turn a console application into a Windows service really easily.
I see.
So if you have a console application that exists, you can just say, okay, well, this is not a Windows service. I mean, you can do that in 5 or 10 minutes, have it up and running.
Okay.
So theoretically, you're going to be able to create your own Windows services that have your own web API or MVC applications running inside of the Windows service. I think that's a pretty big win.
I see, that is a big win on non-traditional devices, so maybe on a micro device.
Oh, yeah.
Which it's hard. It would be tough to load IIS or system.web. on a small, IoT type device.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But something lightweight that you wanted to act as a web server or host a web application or a web service.
Yeah,
I see the flexibility there as being really powerful.
Yeah, that too. And also the other thing is that the new Microsoft, right? Microsoft's trying to move away from being IIS is coupled to Windows, right? So now with Katana and vNext, you're actually going to be able to take your applications and run them on a Mac.
Oh,
or
very
on Linux.
Cool. Okay.
Your actual web applications will run on those operating systems. When people ask me, they're like, well, why would you want that, right? And one of the big things, the big wins there is you have a lot of graphic designers, the front-end guys. They're working on Macs.
Sure.
It's really nice for them to just be able to run that, run your actual application on the Mac without having to go into a VM if they want to do some debugging or some testing.
I see.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Very cool. So this is going to come out with vNext, which I don't think there's been any date for that. Is there going to be like a vNext? Or what's this? Do you know anything about the schedule?
Okay, so I do know a little bit. So I just heard recently that they have kind of like a release plan. So it's not coming out with VS 2015.
Right.
It's coming out later on. Yeah, right now,
I don't think that date's been announced, has it?
No dates have been announced, but they kind of have a schedule where every 2 months they want to have like a new release or new beta release, I guess you could say. And right now it's looking like it's probably going to be into 2016.
Okay.
But it's on the horizon, and it's exciting that it's getting to that point. But one of the really cool things is that once they get to that point and they have ASP.NET 5 out and everything, the really nice benefit here is that it's no longer coupled to the .NET framework. And that's the other big win, because system.web is part of the .NET framework, right?
Yep.
So if there's a bug that they find or an exploit, security hole, whatever the problem is, they have to wait till the next build of the .NET framework to really address their issue.
Oh, that's a big deal because they've got to regression test everything
right.
in that framework.
Exactly. So now, because it's going to be its own set of libraries that just are distributed via NuGet, and actually you're able to bin deploy your applications, which I'll talk about also in a second. But because it is just distributed via NuGet, you can just download a new version. I mean, they can release out-of-band updates. I mean, they can have updates as frequently as they want to. The mm-hmm. ASP.NET team is who I'm referring to here.
Very cool.
So
if somebody wants to learn more about this, where's a good place to go?
So there's not a lot of really great sources right now because it's all still beta, so there's not too many people talking about it. I would say one good place to check out would be on Channel 9. There's some videos there about this. If you want to just look at the spec, there's owen.org.
Okay.
But really, if you want to start playing with it, just install Visual Studio 2015 RC.
Yep.
There's a community edition now, so you don't have to have a license or whatnot. And just install that, and then you can actually go and start a new project with the ASP.NET 5 preview template, and then you get all those new bits, and you can just start playing with them.
Very cool. And you're blogging as well. Are you blogging about this?
Yes, I do have a blog post about this. It's at my website, andrebalance.com. So I do have one blog. It's actually an article on Visual Studio Magazine, but it links to it from there.
Oh, great.
So if you just search for Owen on there, you'll find it.
All right. Andre, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. So as you can tell, I like technology, and it's really a big part of my life. But like most things, it's a lot better with friends.